This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Yeah. Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, just me today. And I thought I would talk about some tips, the way I do things. Read from my notebooks some topics about the way we do things here at the farm. And this is almost 7 decades of experience of mine, plus those of my parents and grandparents and things that I've been taught and things that we've experienced and doing things a little bit better, a little easier, a little, much more frugally. And if you'd like to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to do that. I'd like you to stay on topic today. The topic is preparedness. Now, we're not going to be talking about zombie apocalypse. We're going to be talking about just ways to do things better. If you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And the telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249. So I asked my wife this morning, so I said, this is going to be me today. What do you think I should talk about in the world of preparedness? And she said winterization. It's okay. And I asked Jason what he thought, and he said the same thing. So here we go. So if you have a lawnmower, whether it be a push type or walk behind or zero turn, or a riding lawnmower, or a rototiller, or a weed whacker, any of those devices that use gasoline, what you should do, in my opinion, is drain the fuel tank before you put it away for the winter. Drain the fuel tank. But then you still have fuel in the carburetor. And what happens is alcohol, the 10% alcohol that is mandated by the government, is hygroscopic. It collects moisture from the air, and it corrodes everything except stainless steel and plastic. So there's plenty of parts in the carburetor, mostly aluminum, that will corrode, and it wreaks havoc. So what you do is drain that fuel tank, then start that device up and run it out of fuel. Run the fuel, burn the fuel that's in the carburetor through the natural process of running the engine. And when it shuts down because it ran out of fuel, you're good to go for the winter. That's what we do. And but what about the batteries in those devices and the batteries in cars? Well, the electrolyte in the lead acid battery will freeze if the battery has a zero charge, meaning it's dead, at about 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Same temperature water freezes. The electrolyte in the battery is sulfuric acid. And it's dangerous. You can be blinded. You can burn your skin. So if you happen to get some on you, immediately wash with water, and then you could use baking soda. But don't go hunting around for the baking soda. Immediately dilute that sulfuric acid that might splash on you with water immediately, if not sooner. Always wear glasses, you know, safety glasses, and protective gloves and protective clothing. Sulfuric acid will eat holes through your blue jeans. It will burn your skin, and you don't want to breathe it. So keep those thoughts in mind as you work on your vehicles. Well, What I do is I check the battery electrolyte level. And, of course, wear all the precautions. And by the way, don't do anything I discuss here at all. Don't even think about it unless you do your own research and learn more about what you're doing. And if you do, you're doing it at your own risk. Don't blame me if you get hurt. Okay? So learn how to do it, and you can get plenty of YouTube videos. I'll just give you the primer on how to start thinking about these things. But I do these things. So I top off the battery. There are caps on many batteries, but I guess the lawyers got involved to prevent you from checking the electrolyte in your automotive battery and lawnmower battery and motorcycle battery and four-wheeler battery. So a lot of those are sealed so that you cannot add distilled water to your battery. And that's the only thing you would add to a lead-acid battery, and that's distilled water. You don't top off with sulfuric acid. Only distilled water. Not tap water, not mineral water, only distilled water. And that's because what happens is the electrolyte, through the process of charging and discharging the battery, some of that water evaporates to the air. It leaves behind the acid, more concentrated. So all you do is bring the acid, sulfuric acid, back to its original height, and there are markings to do that. And you can find that on the internet. Different batteries have different indicators to tell you where the fill to point is. So you can top it off, put the battery caps back on, clean up the terminals, and I just use a garden hose. I just hose off the battery with a garden hose before I start, check the electrolyte level, and then for the winter you can put a trickle charger on the battery. A trickle charger is a small charger, and it might produce a half an ampere of current. It might produce up to 1 ampere of current. 1 ampere is 12 watts, or 13 watts, or 14 watts, depending on the voltage coming out of the trickle charger. So it does not use a lot of electricity. And some people leave the trickle chargers on all the time. I don't do that. I put a trickle charger on for, let's say, a day, once a week. So 24 hours, once a week. And that way I don't boil the battery over. And you'll find out that if you have a relatively modern car in the last 20 years or so, a lot of them have alarm systems and they have computers that are always on. Always on. Even though you've got the key out of the ignition, it's always on. Always always draining that battery. So a trickle charger will keep that battery from going dead, and when the battery goes dead, it is likely to freeze. And when it freezes, permanent damage is done. Permanent, irreversible damage. Once a battery freezes, you can't fix it. And if you want to know if a battery is frozen, it's really easy to do. What you do is you feel the sides, the ends of the battery, vertically, and if it's bulged out, it is frozen. So if there's a bulge on the sides of the battery, where the terminals are, it's frozen. It had already been frozen, and it's not coming back. So that would be a core, and that's the one that you want to turn in if you're going to get another battery. So, trickle charger, and I got to tell you, the best trickle charger I've found, I bought directly from China. I eliminated the middleman, and it's this little tiny thing with a short cord. Maybe the cord is maybe a foot long, and it has two alligator clips on it, and an LED light to tell you that it's on. Of course, you'll have to attach it to an extension cord. It's real small. It's about half the size of a deck of cards. Works great, and I've been using it for a couple years. I really like one. It's the same exact one that Rich Sheehan has, and I sent him one, and he likes it too. So those are some of my thoughts on car batteries, truck batteries, motorcycle batteries, ATV batteries. So you might want to keep that in mind. A battery will freeze if it is discharged. And I see them all the time. I mean, so many people have vehicles outside, and they don't think, geez, that battery is $130, $160, $200. They don't think that if they don't keep it charged, it will be useless after the first race. So we spent a day, literally a day, going through all of our vehicles to make sure that the batteries were charged. And I actually have a really neat charging set of chargers. I bought six of them. And if you want to know what they are, the Maybach company called Xantrex, X-A-N-T-R-E-X. I believe they make the finest battery chargers in the world. I buy them used on the internet, and sometimes I can find a 10-amp model that will support charging two batteries at the same time. And I really like it because it is smart enough. It's sophisticated. It has computer processing in it. It is sophisticated enough to determine what the battery level is in terms of charge and at what level it should charge it, meaning a fast charge or just a trickle charge. It determines what it needs. And that's what I use. I pay about between $50 and, let's say, $70 shipped for these Xantrex battery chargers, 10 amps. We keep one in the shop. It's a 20-amp model. It'll charge three batteries at a time. And so let me share with you some of my thoughts about how to connect a battery charger. So in our barn, we have a lot of equipment. We've got tractors. We've got all kinds of devices that have lead-acid batteries. There are probably 20 batteries, maybe more, in the barn. How do we keep all of them charged once a week? Well, as I mentioned, I have about six of these Xantrex chargers. And they also have trickle chargers. And what I've done is I don't like the cables that they put on battery chargers. They're too short. They're only like 6 feet long at the most for the kind that you'd buy at the Chinese factory outlet. So what I do is I get online and I buy extension cords from the Chinese factory outlet, 50 footers, 16 gauge. So if you were to read it, it'd be 16 AWG, American wire gauge. I cut the ends off. And I use those orange extension cords as the cable that comes out of the 12-volt side of the battery charger. And I solder on better battery cable clamps, not the cheesy ones that you get with chargers today. I buy them right from China, too. They're about maybe $3 for a set of two, shipped right from China, so I buy 10 at a time. And they're not great, but they're way better than anything that comes on a battery charger. The ones that come on a battery charger are probably 25 cents. They're really cheesy. They corrode. They don't transfer current very well. So what I do, as you know, if you look at a battery cable clamp, it has two jaws that clamp on the battery terminals. But only one of those jaws is actually connected to the wire that goes to the charger. I don't think that's such a good idea. So what I do is I take like a 16-gauge wire, short piece, maybe 4 inches long, and I solder one end of that wire, that short wire, to one side of the battery cable clamp where you grip it and squeeze it. And I go through the spring to the other side and solder it on. Now both jaws are connected. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I'm talking about battery chargers and the way I modify them here at the farm. I think it's a better idea. At least for me it is. If you look at a typical battery charger, it's got cheesy clamps, and the clamps don't transfer electricity from the wire that drives the clamp to both sides of the clamp. The only way for electricity to get to the other side that's not connected to that cable clamp, the other jaw, is through that hinge pin. And I think that's a cheesy way of doing it. So what I do is I take a piece of wire, just a couple inches long, and I measure it about 16 gauge, 14 gauge is fine, stranded wire, has to be stranded. And I solder one side of the cable clamp over to the other side. And the idea is I want both jaws of that cable clamp to transfer electricity from the battery charger. So if one side, one jaw doesn't get a good connection on the lead terminal or the side terminal of a General Motors battery, the other jaw will. And that's how I do that. And then, of course, I solder the lead wire to that cable clamp that goes to the battery charger. So I take that 50-foot extension cord. Why? Because it's got an orange jacket on it. It's easy to see and not trip over. And it's the least expensive way of doing it. You can't buy two pieces of wire for $10 that's 50 feet long. But you can with an extension cord. So I just cut off the ends. And it kind of bothers me doing that. So I leave like maybe 2 feet of the receptacle end. And sometimes I leave maybe 6 feet of the plug end. So I could always use that for some other purpose. So I just don't cut it off and throw it away. Make sure it's usable. And then what I do is I hang that battery charger on the wall in the barn or in the automotive shop. And I coil that cord on a garden hose type rack. I loop it around, and I coil it, and I leave the charger unplugged. That way, when I want to charge a battery, it's ready to go. All I do is plug in the charger, connect it to the battery, and I'm good to go. And I can go, well, I've got one that's probably 100 feet long. I've got some that are 40 feet long, some that are 50 feet long. And that's a pretty neat way, I think, of keeping the battery chargers out of the rain, out of the weather, out of overnight temperatures, and keep them dry. They last a long time. And it works for me. We've got, let's see, I've got Alan in Indiana. Alan in Indiana, welcome. You're on with me.
Yes, that was quick. Anyway, I was wondering if you had talked about garden carburetors.
I have, but we can do it again. What's your question about them specifically?
How to make them last longer.
Okay, well, and that's what I talked about. But let me just give you a thumbnail sketch. What happens, Alan, you're talking about one or two cylinder air-cooled engines for like a riding mower or a one-cylinder rototiller engine or a single-cylinder lawnmower engine, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right. Chainsaw, whatever.
Okay. Chainsaw, weed whacker, leaf blower.
Yep.
All those things. Okay. It's really simple. The problem, the biggest problem that we have today, we didn't have this in the 1950s, 1960s, nor the 70s, but we have it today, and that is the 10% ethanol that's in the fuel.
Yeah.
The alcohol is hygroscopic, it attracts moisture, and the moisture combined with the alcohol and the gasoline will corrode aluminum surfaces, actually any surface other than stainless steel and plastic,
mm-hmm.
and maybe rubber. So that's most of your carburetor. So what happens is if you leave fuel in your carburetor over the winter, you can be almost guaranteed that your carburetor will not perform properly after that. So what I do is I drain the fuel. Now, I'll tell you how I actually do it, but you've got to be really careful if you do it the way I do. I'll start that engine and make sure it starts up fine. Then I'll shut it off. Okay? Then when the engine's cold, and this is important, when the engine's cold, drain that fuel tank. And sometimes you'll have to take a hose clamp off to drain the fuel tank.
Yeah? Right.
And then you drain the fuel line, and then you start the engine. Stay with me, please, and I'll tell you the rest of the story. We're going into a commercial break at the bottom of the hour. I'll tell you the rest of the story, and you can ask any other questions you'd like. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump imposing economic sanctions on Turkey, calling on its government to stop its assault against Kurdish fighters and civilians in northern Syria. He's now also sending a delegation of U.S. officials to that region, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement that he'll be going to the region with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to begin negotiations.
President Trump reiterated his offer to mediate and arbitrate a negotiation between Syrian Defense Forces and the Turkish military.
Mr. Pence added the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire to bring an end to the violence.
The USGS says a 4.5 magnitude earthquake rattled folks 25 miles northeast of San Francisco last night. There are no reports of damage or injuries. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Talking about preparedness tips and items in the book today, and we've been talking about winterizing. Alan's with us in Indiana. He had a question about carburetors for gasoline-powered, air-cooled engines and what to do to keep the carburetor working. And so, Alan, here's what I do, and I don't recommend anybody do this, but here's what I do, and you got to be really careful. I'll start the engine. It'll have a small amount of gasoline in it already. I'll start the engine, just run it for a couple seconds, and then shut it off. I don't want it to get very hot, because that's when you could really hurt yourself. And then I wait till it cools off, whether it be a leaf blower or a rototiller or a lawnmower, and then I drain the fuel once it's cooled. I'll drain the fuel from the fuel tank. And then I'll attach the fuel line back. And then I'll start it up again, and I'll run it. I'll run the engine until it runs out of fuel. That way I know there's no fuel in the carburetor. Then it's safe to put that device away for the wintertime. And that's how I do it. Is that kind of clear, or do you need more description?
No, that's clear. One suggestion on larger pieces of equipment, if you put a shutoff valve underneath the gas tank and then run it dry, would that work?
Absolutely, and we buy them by the 10-pack. As a matter of fact, I'm really glad you mentioned that, Alan. I didn't know how deep to go with this discussion, but we buy 10-packs of fuel shutoff valves. So typically they don't come with the equipment. We put the fuel shutoff valve in line, as you're talking about it. We buy Ideal brand, I-D-E-A-L brand, the small hose clamps because they're the world's best. The ones that Harbor Freight sells that are that look like they're stainless steel that are actually some kind of a plated plain steel. They're junk, absolute junk. So you have to spend twice as much, maybe three times as much to get the good old American brand Ideal with the shutoff valves. It works great. But not only do we do that, Alan, we buy 10 packs of fuel filters for small equipment because a lot of the small carburetors don't have inline fuel filters. And you can buy them on eBay as well as the shutoff valves and the Ideal hose clamps. So, yeah, that's what you should do. And the problem is that this hygroscopic nature of the alcohol that's blended with the gasoline causes these problems. We used to have just gumming up problems where the fuel, the gasoline would volatilize and you'd be left with gum. Now, and that would take a couple of years, now we have problems where the fuel becomes corrosive within a year. And let me tell you a little bit more about this. A couple of years ago, I pulled the rototiller out of our barn. And it was during the summer months, so I shouldn't have had to drain the fuel. And, of course, what I do is before I start any engine of this type, I check the oil level. And there's a little dipstick in this Troy Belt rototiller. I checked the oil level, and it was higher than full. There's no way. There's no way that I overfill the oil crankcase on these engines. No way. I'm very deliberate, very meticulous, very careful. And I thought, how is this possible? There's only one way. That the oil in the crankcase was diluted with gasoline because the needle in the seat in the carburetor, the shutoff internally in the carburetor, which is a needle in a seat and a float valve, failed. Drip, drip, drip from the gasoline overhead through the carburetor into the intake manifold, down the intake valve, or past the rings of the piston into the crankcase. And I called up, and so that's what happened. The gas tank was filling the oil crankcase. Now, I would have destroyed the engine had I started it, because gasoline doesn't lubricate worth a darn. It actually washes away the lubricant. So I called up Troy Belt, and I said, yo, I was a little more polite than that. But what gives? And they said, oh, yeah. Carburetors are routine maintenance items. You know, like spark plug, changing the oil, air cleaners, carburetors. And I said, no way. No way. And they said, oh, yeah. It's the alcohol in the fuel. And they said, have you been using such and such a fuel? And I said, what's that? They said, well, you know, you can buy it at, you know, Walmart. And I said, tell me about that fuel. And they said, well, you can buy it in a gallon can. Well, how much does that cost? $20. So this guy who's reading this script has no idea what he's talking about. He's telling me to buy $19.99 plus sales tax fuel for my little rototiller. And that's because that fuel does not have alcohol in it. So one way to help prevent some of this is to buy only gasoline, would be a premium fuel. It's probably, you know, maybe $3 a gallon, but without alcohol. But where do you buy that? And how do you actually know if that's really what it is? I mean, you buy it from the gas station. How do you know that it hasn't been mixed with alcohol? So I'm not taking a chance. What I just do is what I said. Drain the fuel tank drain the carburetor by running it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Another question. Aviation fuel has no alcohol in it.
That's
and
correct.
It's 105% octane. If that's available, you think that would be better to use?
Yeah, and you know the research that I've done on aviation fuel with generators and with other engines. Now I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that and read that it runs a little bit hotter. So if your cooling system is not up to par, you could damage your engine. Is that true? I don't know. But I can tell you, one of the reasons I know a little bit about engines and automobiles is I used to build race cars. And I used to drive the race cars that I built. So I was like the designer, the mechanic, the engineer, all of it. And I would test out my thoughts. Now, racing cars is how can you make this thing go faster than the other guys? You know, what kind of ingenuity can you apply to the mechanics of the internal combustion engine? So I tried racing. I know that regular fuel burns faster than premium fuel. I know that. But it is more inclined to knock and ping from high compression. So I tested regular fuel with changing the spark advance with compared to the premium fuel. And because you can advance the spark more with premium fuel, you can go a little faster. But I'm not convinced that there's more energy. So I really don't know about the aviation fuel. But if that's all you have, great. But there are, like in Lebanon, Missouri, there are stations, and these would be independent gas stations, not those stop and rob places, that have premium, no alcohol, off-road type fuel. So yeah, I would consider buying that, but you can't be sure if that's really what it is. Because here's another thing that's happened, and this has been happening ever since gas stations had premium fuel. The gas station owner, you know, on delivery day, would go out to the tanker truck delivering fuel and say, "Listen, dump 1,000 gallons of regular into my premium tank."
All right.
And the reason for that, and then fill up the rest with premium. And the reason for that is they could sell a whole 1,000 gallons of regular at the premium price, and nobody would know.
Money.
Greed. Yep.
There was one gas station here that was dumping water into the diesel fuel tank.
That doesn't work at all. I mean, one drop of water will shut down a diesel. So, but you know, taking a tank out today, it used to be that gas tanks were made out of steel, plated steel, and a lot of them had drain plugs. So if you accidentally got moisture or through the use of, or not filling the fuel tank up, and letting it sit out on a cold day, the moisture in the air would condense, form droplets of water in the fuel tank. The idea was you could drain the fuel tank. And that was a common thing. Well, now we don't have drain plugs on fuel tanks. As a matter of fact, it's really difficult to get the fuel out of a tank today. I mean, really, really difficult. You want to make sure the tank is empty before you have to take the tank out. And that's usually not the case. You usually have a problem when you have fuel in the tank. So it's a very expensive proposition. It can cost $1,000 to fix a fuel pump on a vehicle today because the fuel pump is in the tank. And in a truck, for example, and it's just a little side note, a lot of trucks, pickup trucks, American pickup trucks, fuel pump is in the tank. And to get to the fuel pump, you have a choice. You either take the fuel tank out, which could be as big as 35 gallons, sometimes 34 gallons, sometimes 26 gallons.
Yep.
To get the fuel tank out is a major job, and you have to have a lift and a couple guys to do it. And maybe a transmission-type jack to hold it up while you lower the tank. Another way to do it is take the bed off the truck. Now, I'm not kidding. Literally unbolt the bed, have four guys lift the bed off the truck so you can get to the fuel tank. Another way that people do it is they find the exact location, to the best of their ability, of that fuel pump access ring at the top of the fuel tank. and they cut a hole in the bed.
Right.
Which is crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I was watching a video of this guy. We had exactly that problem here with a one-ton Dodge Ram van, one of those that rides around the city with, it's kind of like a mini bus, and needed a fuel pump. And this guy said, oh, here's what you do. And he just took a grinding wheel and cut open the floor of the van, and he, like four or five different holes he made trying to find the right spot. And when I talk about holes, I'm talking like 8 by 8 inches each.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So it sounds like you're mechanically inclined.
Semi, you know, trying. Another question. On oil lamps, oil for lamps, what's the suggestion?
You're probably talking about kerosene, right?
Yes. Well,
yeah.
In other words, the small lamps that have a quart base and then a stem with a wick.
Yes.
Know,
yeah. Typically, you want to use K1 kerosene. Sometimes called 1K, sometimes called K1. And at the end of the season, I was able to buy some 5-gallon barrels of that, and it was maybe $7 or $8. Ridiculously low price. They couldn't, it was at Lowe's, and they couldn't wait to get rid of it at the end of the season, so I bought them. I've got them stacked up in case I ever need it, but I've never used it, and here's why. I don't recommend, and we have oil lamps. We have them from the, we have antique oil lamps here from the 1800s.
Yep.
And, you know, they're nice. You know, I've inherited these. I bought some myself. Mrs. Finelli bought some at flea markets over the years. And yes, we used to use them, but we have dogs, we have cats, and TJ's tail and his head. I mean, if he wants to park his face on the kitchen table, he's certainly big enough to do that. If he turned around and knocked that thing over, it'd be a mess, be a fire. So I don't recommend it, but I will tell you what, I do have the answer. If you want to hold it, I'll talk you through it. And you can build this. You can build this yourself. Alan has joined us. He's in Indiana. We're talking about preparedness.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I want to thank Alan for joining us this morning. Indiana had some questions. About this, let me just jump back to the carburetor for just a second.
All right.
So when I called Troyville, they said, yeah, the carburetor is a routine maintenance item, and you know, you need to replace the carburetors every couple of years. And I thought that was crazy. And I asked them how much, and they said about $75 plus shipping and handling. So the amount of money they wanted was crazy. You can go to eBay, and if you get that make and model of the device, whether it be a chainsaw or a lawnmower or a generator, you're going to need a carburetor for it anyway. So you can go to eBay, you can type in the make and model, and you can find that carburetor, and it'll be about $10, maybe $15, shipped, delivered. Okay? It'll be a Chinese carburetor, and that's what the other one is anyway. So
yes.
It's not like you're replacing an American carburetor with a Chinese one. You're replacing a Chinese one with a Chinese one. So here's what you do. You can buy it on eBay, and we bought a whole bunch of them. All of our devices, carburetors have failed. All the motorcycles, all the rototiller equipment, all the lawnmower equipment, all the chainsaws, all of them. They've all failed because of the fuel. And we drain the fuel. So we probably get a little bit more longevity out than, you know, someone who doesn't drain the fuel. But we still had to buy all new carburetors for everything. And this has been for years we've been doing this. So here's what you do. You drain the fuel. If your carburetor leaked and your oil level is more than it should be, your oil has been diluted with gasoline, drain the fuel. Then replace the carburetor. Then drain the oil and refill it with. Now, what I use for small gasoline engines is 15W40 diesel engine oil. You can use Delo. You can use Delvac 15W40 because, in my opinion, it has the right additive package. But do your research because your research is, well, it's probably going to be contradicting what I say. It's probably going to say, no, don't do that. Use what the manufacturer recommends. But I'm telling you that the additives have been removed from the oil. So if you use the latest, greatest engine oil, it's not sufficient. So I use diesel engine oil in all air-cooled gasoline engine devices like lawnmowers and so forth. Not two-cycle. I'm talking about four-cycle engines. Is that sort of clear? And then we'll go on to the the alternative I have for the... Okay. All right. So instead of kerosene lamps, they smell, they're sooty, and they're a fire hazard. So I don't use them. What I did was, you know what chair rail is? That's that bump guard that goes around the room that the back of the chair would connect with the around a room for molding. Well, there's another railing called picture rail, and that's what in Europe they hang pictures on. So it's about a foot down from the ceiling. So what I did was I made some picture rail. I got the table saw out and I fabricated what I considered a test for picture rail, and I nailed that around the kitchen, around the perimeter of the kitchen, 1 foot down from the ceiling. Then I bought some LED tape. It's a flexible, semi-flexible, it's like a ribbon almost, and it has LEDs, about 60 LEDs per meter, all facing one direction. And I applied that to the picture rail, facing up. And I connected that with 16-gauge stranded wire. I ran it through the wall, and I hooked it up to a standard light switch, those 35 to 40 cent AC light switches like you have in your house now. I put a box in the wall, and I have a light switch that looks just like any other light switch. It's not special. It's just a light switch. It's an AC light switch, common. It's the least expensive way to go. And I use that to switch on and off this LED strip that runs around the perimeter of the kitchen. And it's 12 volts. So I have it hooked up to a battery, and you can put your battery in your garage or wherever. Probably in the garage would be a good place rather than in the basement, because there are fumes that come out when you charge and discharge a lead-acid battery. And you can use a marine battery, and it will last months and months and months without discharging. Then you put a charger on it. So if the electricity goes out, you walk over to the switch, flip the switch, and you instantly have lighting in your kitchen. Enough lighting to get things done. Read by if you want, prepare a meal if you want, if you have a way of, you know, opening cans without an electric can opener, should the power go down. That's what we do. Now, I've had one running almost 24 hours a day for 5 years, and still running. So it uses very little wattage. So what current does it draw? Well, about 3 to 4 amperes for 5 meters. And if you want to figure out how many watts that is, you multiply amps times volts and you get watts. So at 12 volts, actually a car battery is more like 13.2, but let's say 12 volts for a car battery times 3 amps for 5 meters of length of this LED lighting strip, that's 36 watts to light up your kitchen. And that's what you can do.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Alan. There you go. So those are a few thoughts about what we do here at our farm for lighting, emergency lighting. Works great. And it's at the flick of a switch. And you can't buy a less expensive switch than the kind that you get at Home Depot or Lowe's or your hardware store. We have maybe extra switches. Haven't had to use very many of them, but the kind I like is Cooper. Cooper Electric. They're made in Mexico. Used to make them in the United States. But Hubble makes theirs in China, so Cooper's good.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving. Just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.